Capitana Territory, Pacific Ocean, at 290 miles off the coast of Colombia. 100 miles above the equator, a day's trip by boat from the nearest land, in a place where ocean currents collide beneath a vast horizon of black water and starry sky. A 1,500-foot double flame helix smoldered furiously from the cap end of an alloy gas fountain. It was midnight. The flames could be seen for miles in all directions, interrupting the desolate waters and spectacular orange and black clouds. Though the billowing smoke and fire had the appearance of chaos, they were in fact controlled blazes created by the Western Hemisphere's largest offshore oil platform, burning off the lighter layer of natural gas that floated like helium above the denser, more valuable petroleum that the $8 billion rig had been built to extract. This was Capitana Territory, the largest oil strike ever outside of the Arabian Peninsula, a 68-billion-barrel reservoir, a mega-giant in oilman's terms, beneath a section of seabed off the western coast of South America. It was discovered less than a decade before by a medium-sized Texas oil company called Anson Energy, now a juggernaut even among the largest energy companies in America. A tall, bearded man with the name Andreas stitched to his denim shirt observed the flame stacks from the steel deck below. His brown hair was long, tousled, and hadn't seen shampoo for days. Startling blue eyes and a sharp, tanned nose pierced out from behind a mess of mustache and overgrown beard. This was a handsome man who didn't care what he looked like or what his crew thought. He finished a cigarette and flicked it down into the dark ocean below the platform. If this had been a paper mill in the forests of Maine, Dewey Andreas would have been called plant manager. At a steel mill in Pennsylvania, he'd have been called gang boss. But this was an offshore oil rig, and the 420 roughnecks who lived and worked here around the clock, faces and clothing layered in grease, salt, sweat, and oil, called Dewey gang chief, or simply chief. Most of the roughnecks on Capitana didn't like Dewey Andreas, but they all respected him. On the rig, his word was law. Dewey had gotten his oil drilling education in Northern Europe on the rickety, death-defying derricks off the bitter, cold North Sea shelf. He ran Capitana like a U.S. Marine colonel runs a battalion during wartime, with uncompromising discipline, rapid-fire decisiveness, and absolute autonomy. Dewey's eyes told his men that he wasn't about to put up with shit from anyone. He backed up that look with a pair of massive arms, muscled from years of hard platform work, buoyed by a pair of fists that were ready and willing to be put to use in the constant challenge every gang chief on every offshore oil rig in the world faces, keeping the animals at bay. Dewey didn't tolerate weakness, imperfection, laziness, or insubordination. If you crossed him, you could expect to pay for it with your job or worse. Rumors circulated among the men about Dewey's capacity for brutality and violence. Still, the pay was extraordinary for the uneducated collection of ruffians who worked Capitana Territory. The platform Dewey stood on was the central superstructure for all of the territory. The facility itself was a massive industrial city of pipes, metal, ladders, and controlled flame stacks that rose on thick steel stilts out of the dark waters of the Pacific Ocean like a centaur. In the distance, a series of more than 30 smaller, unmanned tension leg platforms dotted the landscape. These mini TLPs fed into the central Capitana facility and helped create a steady gusher of oil ready for transport to refineries throughout North America. Capitana was the central juncture in a spider-like network of pipes that lay across more than 140 square miles of seabed, some 600 feet below the ocean's surface. More than 2,000 insertion pipes spread out across the dark and cold seabed below. It was through these pipes that a crude, dense, and immensely valuable mixture of natural gas and oil bubbled up and coursed into the central pumping station beneath Capitana, where it was separated, then pushed upward to the surface. Capitana's interweaving pipes, flare booms, and steel decking looked like a monstrous erector set. The flames never ceased. Yet Dewey found something peaceful in the dense orange inferno. The flames told Dewey that his rig was performing.